Welcome to the Fiyam Yerushalmi, holding in Pei Daf Yud Zayin in the Hoyz V'Hodor edition, beginning of Perek Sheni, right after the Mishnah. So the Gemara told us in the Mishnah that there are items, there are things that mafsik lepeyo, that separate fields in Pei, and then you cannot do Pei from two fields that are separated. Says the Gemara now, Ve'inoi mechuvor. So many of the Mefarshim here, including the Mara Puldo and the Rash Cirilo, and the Goyen, that's what brings Rav Chaim. They say over here, the Loshon Mechubar, it's not Mechubar, Loshon connection, but Loshon Mechubar, as if the vase and the vav change. Mechubar means it's not clear. And the way Rav Chaim says it, this is not a din d'oraisa, the fact that you're separating the fields, as sounds like when we finished the daf yesterday, learning from a pasuk. It's only a smachta ba'alma. Midirabbanon, Rabbanon are the one who goes there, not to connect fields. But midiraisa is not true. Why? If you think it is clear, so also by trees, you should say that there should be a hefsek between fields that cannot bring them together. It says over there, hakol mafsik lizroim, ve'inu mafsik leilon. You have separation for fields, for grain, but not for trees. So what's the reason there should be a difference? Ella goder. Except a fence, that's the only thing that also separates trees. Says the Gemara, Hagoder mechuvar, ve'eino mechuvar. You won't tell me gather is clear? That's also not clear. I mean, don't tell me that maybe the fence isn't the raisa, the fence separates, that's why it works by a tree as well. We'll conclude it's not mechuvar. Says the Gemara, if you tell me mudalef, in tema mechuvar, if you tell me it is clear, afilu se'ar koidesh mafsik, so then also se'ar koidesh should work. Se'ar koidesh means when you have branches that are creating a type of a fence, branches of a tree that are not part of the tree itself, but they're sticking out of the tree and they're creating a fence. So that should be a hefsek. But the Tanin, it says in the Mishnah, Imaaser Kritish ain't no mafsik. It says it doesn't create a separation. If a fence is a separation, why should be a difference between a regular fence or a fence that has branches with it? And here the Mishnah says that Ser Kritish ain't no mafsik, Ela Noisin Peah La Koil. You'll do Peah and all, there's no hefsek over here. So this tells you that the idea of a fence is not a deraisa. Says the Gemara in Tamer Mechuvar, maybe you want to tell me that Se'ar Kodesh, that's a clear deraisa that these branches don't cause a hefsek. So if so, it should be the same thing when you have the Se'ar Kodesh, you have the branches on one side of a fence. It should be the same thing like when you have both sides of the fence. The Tani Me'ar Se'ar Kodesh Mikan Mikan Eino Mafsik. Hametzadechot Mafsik. Meaning, when you have a fence, and you have in front of it these branches, the branches, so to speak, mivatel the fence, and now it's considered to be connected. But if you have branches only from one side, then you do consider the fence, and you do have a hefsek. So it says the Gemara, this doesn't add up. There's no clear svar to come and tell me why me there right, so this should work and this should not work. Why a fence, it will be a hefsek, why a Se'ar Kodesh will not be a hefsek, and Se'ar Kodesh itself was living between two sides and one side. So the Gemara says it's all dini derabanan, it's not din deraisa. Abayis b'shir abayis b'chanino, efish pia misod lechaver to loy kacha. So what he's going to tell us is like this. The Mishnah tells you can't do peyo from two fields that are separated. But the chiddush over here is that even if you went ahead and did it b'di'eved, it still doesn't work. Even if you really did it, sometimes you say you should not do it, but if you did it, it works. Here the chiddush is even b'di'eved does not work, loy kacha. Rav Zeira bo kamei Rav Yosso, Rav Zeira asked that for Rav Yosso, niskavin liskois min hametzar. What's going to be the din over there? So as before she explained over here, meaning, when a person has a field, and he wants to do kinyan, chazoka, to be coined the field, so if he is coined to the field, this field is being nikra, not any other field. So a person wants to sell to his friend two different fields, and he does kinyan only in one, he's not coined to the other. He's coined to the other, he's not coined to the first. But what happens if he holds on to the Meitzar? The Meitzar is the border between the fields. If he holds on to the border, is that considered to be that he's coined in the two fields? Or the border is a separate thing? That's like one says, Iskaven liskos min hametzar. He wants to be coined from the border. Does it work or not? Besara mine. Meaning, Rav Yosso did not want to answer the question. He was mesupuk. He didn't have a clear pshat. He did not answer. Says the one, Michlafo shitosu Rav Yosso. Seemingly, Rav Yosso contradicts himself. Where? For something has to do with Peyo. When David Zayim would base. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah like Kamon. It says, the Tanin and Tamon, Moidim Chachoyim Na'arakiva. Chachoyim Na'arakiva. Bezerei HaSheves or Chardo. which is dill or mustard, if you go and you plant it in three places, it's considered to be three different fields, and you have in pair in each one, you can't connect them together. And the Gemara tells us here, by the way, you should know, the explanation of Mishnah is meaning that the three places could be either three locations of dill or three locations of mustard or a combination of both. Each one stands on its own and you have to do pay on its own. That's what the Gemara is going to say, like, come on, and we will get to that soon. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Amar Prishain Harishit Shabeim Mamtin Lacharon Shabeim. Explain, Shmuel, what's the reason? The reason is because when you have three different locations of these things, each one grows in a different time. So that's why they don't connect together to be one field. Says the reason is because they're planted each one in its own garden. They have a border in between them, and therefore they're not connected. So what do you see over here? That according to Rav Yossi, a border is a separation. It's not part of the field. And here we asked him, if you hold on to the border, are you coining the fields? Meaning, is the border part of the fields or not? And there he says, the fact you have a border that separates the fields, that tells you they're not together. So the border is a separation, not only a separation, the border stands on its own. And the way the Reb Chaim explains it, if you plant on the border, it's also a separate garden. Meaning that the border is a standalone place. So why here? We asked about Chazok Yad HaSofik. Answer the Gemara, no, you're right. Pshitalei Shu Mafsik. It's clearly, it is a Hefsik, the border. It's clear that the border is a separation, and it stands on its own. But the question is, if b'dieved one did do peyo from the border on the field, does it work? We know if you do peyo from one field to another field, it does not work. But can it be that the border does have some connection to the field? That if you will b'dieved do peyo from it on the field, it will connect. And if so, that will work also for chazaka. When a person is coming near the border, he will be coming in the field as well. Says I'll bring a raya like this. Rishai says when you do a payer from one field to another field, it does not work at all. Meaning that Rishai heard in the Braisa, the Braisa does mention Meitzer as well. And on that he said that when you do one for another, it does not work even with the Evid. So that's coming to answer the Suffolk. The Suffolk was, can you do payer from the Meitzer, from the border to the field? And the answer is that you can't do it. Not only you can't do the chatchila, even but you can't do it like doing from one field to another field. There's a type of plant called chatzuvos that when you plant them, the roots go down straight in the ground. They don't go to the sides. That is considered to be a hefsek. That's a border, and it separates the different fields. Chizda wanted to say that that's a Yeshua divided Eretz Yisrael between every Shevet and Shevet. How do they divide it? They put these chatzuvos, these straight line plants, and that's how you divide Eretz Yisrael. Also, Avchanini b'Shem Chizda, came Avchanini and same name Chizda, b'hem tichem Yeshua's arts. He didn't divide it between the different Shvat in this way, but that's how he put the border of Eretz Yisrael, meaning between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. That's where he did this straight line plants. But now between Shevet and Shevet, just question is where exactly was it used, but the point is the same, the chatzuvos comes to be used as a separation, and therefore also for peyo, it separates between the field, and you can't do a peyo from one field to another. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo, Daf Yud Zayin.